Welcome to the Industrial Talk Podcast with Scott McKenzie. Scott is a passionate industry professional dedicated to transferring cutting-edge, industry-focused innovations and trends while highlighting the men and women who keep the world moving. So put on your hard hat, grab your work boots, and let's go.
All right, welcome to the Industrial Talk Podcast. Absolute, again, absolute honor that you have joined this particular platform that celebrates you. As I take my pen and I point to you on the video, you are an industry hero. You are bold, you are brave, you dare greatly. You solve problems, you innovate, you're changing lives and you're changing the world. Celebration is what we do here on the Industrial Talk Podcast. All right, in the hot seat, we have a gentleman by the name of Julian Zoimi, and he's with a company called Wiferon, and we're talking, this is pretty cool, this is cool technology, this is too cool innovation. We're talking wireless power, inductive charging for your e-fleet, but it's not that. It's how they design it and how they are able to do that. You're going to love this conversation. Let's get cracking. See, this is what's so cool, right? Industry as a whole. Industry. We always talk about innovation, but here's a company, Wiferon, that's taken inductive charging and just taken it to the next level. That keeps your assets up and running, your e-assets up and running, 30%, up to 30% more. That's money in your pocket. That is value, baby. All right, before we get a cracking with the interview, again, I want to be able to tell you a little bit about Industrial Talk 2.0. And it's a redesign, but we all, we do the podcast. You know we do the videos. You know we do the blogs. You know we do all of the stuff. We host. We do all of that stuff. But we are just sort of reconfiguring Industrial Talk so that you can find information and you can find it easily and you can collaborate, you can educate, and you're going to be able to find these individuals that you can innovate, like Wiferon right here. You're saying to yourself, Scott, I need to be able to look at that solution. Boom. Industrialtalk.com has it for you. Reach out. Boom. See everything that you possibly can. I'm trying to. And the team here at Industrial Talk really is trying to work at making it easy for you to get stuff done, because we're all about that education. We're all about the collaboration. We're all about the innovation and working with companies that embrace those values and recognize in this new normal, this next normal, whatever this normal is, that we can't do it all on our own. We've got to collaborate. We've got to find companies that are saying, yeah, I'll work with you. Let's get this stuff done. That's what we're looking for. That's what we have out on Industrial Talk, because it's just going to have to be that way going forward. It's an exciting time. Don't get me wrong. I love it. But I want to be able to find people who want to get stuff done. All right. Let's get a Kraken. Wiferon is the company. So let me look at his Julian Zoimi. Now, you're going to say, Scott, it's not spelled with a Z. It's not. It's S-E-U-M-E, Julian's first name. Wiferon is W-I-F-E-R-I-O-N. And you can go out to Julian's LinkedIn stat card. Impressive, as always, like everybody else. And being the chief marketing officer, he brings the pepper in this particular conversation. And pretty bad. Just as I look at the other screen, once again, the innovation, the technology, then what companies like Wiferon are doing is just spectacular. I don't know, man. Do you get chills up and down your spine? I do. And if I had hair, I'm sure my hair would tingle and my head would tingle, but I don't, and so it doesn't. But anyway, Wiferon, wireless charging systems. And in the video, if you look out at the video, you'll see just these, like these little plates. He's holding it, and these plates are just powerful solutions for your e fleet. And it just starts there, man. You start pulling on that thread of the solutions that can be provided, and it's never ever ending. It is just, God, it's an exciting time. All right, you don't want to hear me continue to yammer on. Remember, Industrial Talk 2.0. Be on the lookout for that one. All right, here is Julian Zoimi. Julian, welcome to the Industrial Talk Podcast. How are you doing today?
I'm awesome. Thank you, Scott. How are you doing?
I'm well. See, listeners, he's got a lot of pepper in him. That's what I like about him. Julian, a lot of pepper.
Yeah.
In fact, that's his last name, Pepper. It's not, Zoimi. Did I get that right?
You got it perfect. But today, let's keep it on the Scott.
Let's keep it easy because I'm sitting there going, quote, 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 that doesn't. And listeners, you're going to say, I want to be able to spell his name correctly. It'll all be out there on industrialtalk.com. Don't worry about the pronunciation. That's my problem, not yours. But you do need to reach out to this gent because he's got a mad stat card out there. And I love what we're going to be talking about, the tech, which is really cool. And then the company is Wiferon. And that's, again, don't worry about it. My responsibility. It'll be out on industrialtalk.com. All right, Julian, for the listeners out there, give us a little background of where you come from, why you're such an incredible professional. Then we're going to go into this particular topic that I think I'm pretty excited about.
Yeah, awesome. Let's do. So my name is Julian, and that's keep it away. I'm working at a company in Germany where we're coming from. It's called Wiferon, but Wiferon is also fine. And what we're doing is what we do is actually we do cool inductive charging pads for making energy transfer over the air without any contacts. And not thinking about your electrical toothbrush or your smartphone. We're talking about big industrial robots, AGVs, cars that move themselves that are driven by batteries. And we would like, with the solution we would like to discuss today, we want to make it easier to get energy and power into your batteries without any contacts.
But Julian, has that been done before in the past?
I mean, honestly, the technology was developed by Nikola Tesla. Maybe some people know from the computer game, I think Command & Conquer, where you have those Tesla power stuff.
Yeah.
So basically, it's 160 or something years old.
Right.
But let's say to have it pushed into such a small footprint with that high efficiency, it was not done in the last couple of years in that high efficiency and power what we do. So, but everybody knows, maybe to get a little hint, the smartphone stuff you use nowadays.
Yeah.
I think almost no one is plugging anymore. Everything comes, you put it on a little desk, you put it into your car, and there's a little mat in there which says inductive charging. I'm charging your phone now. And basically, that's what we do, but with much more power for other vehicles.
Yeah, this inductive, by the way, apparently I'm one that does not use inductive charging for my cell phone. I still plug it in. I still run around trying to find that plug.
But one question, are you brushing your teeth with an electrical toothbrush?
Yeah, but it's driven by a battery.
Okay.
I'm trying, Julian. I'm trying to leverage the inductive technology. But the funny thing about that cell phone, and I'm sure some of the listeners out there can embrace this, when that little plug gets bad and you try to just sort of extend the life of it and you sit there and you sort of stay... I'm looking forward to the inductive solution. Why not?
And that's actually, it's the same issue if you're running a forklift or something that needs to be plugged after the shift. Just imagine you are the worker of the next shift and the stupid guy from before, he didn't plug it correctly.
Oh.
And then you come there and say, shit, my equipment is not ready.
Yeah.
So I'm going to go to the manager and say, sorry, it can't work. The equipment is not ready. So that's basically some of the things we're going to talk today. And that's how we want to solve issues about plugging in cables or things like that.
So we're talking about inductive in general, macro high level inductive charging. And we're talking about the technology to be able to do that in an industrial setting, forklifts, other large equipment within a manufacturing floor. Let's just sort of lay that out. And keeping the assets charged in a way that they're productive. And so what was the overall thinking behind the company and why this is so important?
Yeah. So we looked at what happens in the industry, and actually the industry is revolutionizing. It's basically everything is moving now. It's going to be flexible. There's robots and AGVs and industrial trucks moving from gasoline into electric. So we saw there's a huge benefit because at the moment, the standard technologies that are charging those electric vehicles, they are either on a cable which is quite strange if you think about an autonomous truck or an autonomous AGV that is completely alone and can drive and make crazy, amazing, intelligent, smart things. But then in the evening, it needs to drive somewhere where a guy goes and plugs a cable. I mean, that's not what we really think it's the complete solution. So we thought about what can we do with the technology available? And we found four very smart guys who were actually researching on a PhD level, how can we make those kind of inductive charger very efficient? And in the end, we basically came up with a little plate that is just 10 by 10 inches.
Hold on to that. Just keep holding that up. If you're looking out on the video, it looks cool, right? Got a great smile, but it looks cool. So don't get distracted by the smile. And that's all it is.
That's basically what you put on in the ground or on the ground or on the wall of your manufacturing location. And then you have a similar plate on a vehicle. And basically the only thing is having the two, the two plates not kissing each other, but getting very close to each other. And then they immediately starting communicating and transferring energy without any additional help from a guy or from software. So that's all full automatic. And the cool thing is there's no contacts in between. So there's no wear and tear. There's no cables to be plugged in. Just the two plates need to get close to each other. Communication, hey, I'm a vehicle. I need energy. And then we generate a magnetic field. And the magnetic field basically charges vice versa than the battery in the vehicle. So okay, that's it is.
I'm a human being. I make sometimes dumb decisions. It's not my fault. It's just my species. So I sit there and I say, that's pretty cool. I get it. I can get real close. How does your company prevent me from getting too close or too far away? And I optimize that distance so that I'm optimizing the charging and I'm not banging into it or I'm not that far away. How does that happen?
Yeah, I mean, it's quite simple. First of all, the guys who are driving forklifts, if it's a manual driven forklift, they are super good in driving forklifts. They can actually, I think they can drive less than an inch if they want, because they are really amazing in the warehouses, in the manufacturing supply chain. But honestly, the best case where this stuff is really amazing is at the autonomous driving. So if you have a full autonomous driving fleet, AGV, that is actually just the smart component in the process, that it has scanners and navigation technology, which makes it easy. And we have quite a big, let's say, chance of being not in a perfect distance. And that's our experience, no problem at all. It's even much easier because compared to other solutions where you have, for example, one of the competition solutions which is on the market is a contact charger, which is it's available since I think the 90s, 80s or 75 or something. So it's good. It's traditional. It works. But you have to be exactly on the place. You have to push. You have to hit perfect. And if you are a manual driver, sometimes an inch is too much. Or even the technology of the scanning and the navigation software of the self-driving AGVs, they need to be very, very precise. In our case, there's like inches left and right, enough space. We don't need to be 100% accurate, just close to it, and then the thing will do the thing.
See, and that's pretty good. So your inductive solution allows for the human variability and be able to achieve the objective that is necessary to charge that vehicle, keep that asset moving and doing what it needs to do to be productive. Now, it's an interesting stat that I have here. It is fleet availability of your industrial e-vehicles, E-E-E-E, by up to 30%. So your solution keeps that asset delivering its benefit up to 30%. Is that correct?
I mean, that's correct. And of course, that's on a marketing talk, but it's a real marketing talk because it's reality. So what we do with that, and that's the difference to other solutions in the past where imagine you had your forklift, you had your forklift driver and he runs a full shift. And after 6, 7, 8 hours, the battery is empty, which is fully fine. Yeah. He goes to a charging spot, maybe drives whatever, 500 meters, stops there, gets the battery into the plug, says goodbye, and the forklift is basically staying there for 4 or 5 hours to be fully recharged again. What we do is we basically, because that shit is so easily to be implemented into the grounds, on the floor, and on actually on locations where the fork driver is stopping anyway, and there's no additional, let's say, job to be done for the fork driver to put a cable in. Let's imagine he has a 5-minute cigarette break, or he needs to go for the restroom, or he has a break for the cafeteria for 30 minutes. No one nowadays drives the forklift 500 meters to the charging location, plugs in the charger cable for maybe 20 minutes of breaks, walks back to the cafeteria. And so what we basically want to do is we're going to implement the charging in the process where he anyway stops. If he stops for unloading the dock, and there's a certain stopping time because the truck is changing, then he has 5 minutes of standing time, or maybe only two. And as it's fully automatic, and there is no trip chances or and there's no wear and tear and things like that, it's basically done automatic that the driver doesn't have to think about charging.
And see, now that's huge, Julian. That listeners, I want to make sure that point is sort of crystallized. And it's just the charging, the function of charging of your assets is just a part of the process. And so if I go to station A, there could be a charging station there, and I just pull up, take care of whatever it might take me a minute, but I've got a minute of charging that's taking place. And then I pull out and then I go to station B, same sort of deal, but it's embedded into the process. And so I don't have to make a conscious decision to go eat lunch, but drive the forklift or other asset over to this one charging station, stick it in, and then walk back over there. Brilliant.
Scott, you got it. And that's exactly what we like to do. And just imagine in the manufacturing area where you have now self-driving AGVs, or in the warehouse where you anyway have to go to load something, which takes 30 seconds, maybe a minute, or if you're on a production circle and your production, let's assume you're an automaker, and nowadays the body of the cars has not been like Ford in 100 years ago, put it on the beginning of the band and then it walked through. Nowadays we go from station to station and the things are going on an AGV. So that means maybe there's like 50 stations they go through, and there's automatic robots and manpower who is working on the car. And just imagine every time you drive 2 minutes to the next station, then you have a 1 minute working time where the robots are going on and doing stuff on the car. That's the time where you easily change, because it's just in the ground if you want, or on the ground, and it's been there. Just don't think about it.
Now I'm telling you, that's dead sexy. That's a cool solution. Great thinking over there. That is, I love it. I love it. So the question that comes to mind. Yeah. Yeah. Good answer. the question that comes to mind is a couple of things. One, cool. I'm listening. I want to be able to do something like this. Can I do it in a small way, big way? How do I begin the process of implementing?
Yeah. Let's be honest. It's basically that there's so many and thousands of potentials to put it in, but we have to look, it should be also a good business case.
Yeah.
And that means you basically start to look, I have a driving situation, I have an electric vehicle, and I'm running more than, let's say, two shifts, and I have constantly problems with power transfer, wear and tear, broken damaged cables. So what can I do? Of course, we are targeting companies who making AGVs, who make industrial trucks, to make basically upgrade their vehicle into a smarter vehicle, not only by sensors and systems, but also in the way of charging and energy supply. That's the one thing. And of course, that's our first target, to have a general improvement of the vehicles outside there. And that will bring the revenues for the end customer using those vehicles. On the other hand, if you are an industrial truck manufacturer, or for example, if you're using manufactured trucks, we can basically swap your old lead acid battery and swap it into a new tray, which has inductive charging with, for example, lithium ion in there, which is a little bit better suited for, let's say, rapidly fast and quick and short charging circles in terms of lifetime of the battery, and then make and retrofit your actually truck into a new, very crazy state-of-the-art inductive charging machine. So these are the two ways which we're trying to get into the market, and where we think the product can have a huge benefit for the end customers.
See, here's the thinking. It's like pretty cool. I can take old assets, battery asset, you know, that has to get plugged in, and I can retrofit it with your solution. Cool. and be able to create a charging station that sort of elevates and prolongs the value of that asset because you just sort of updated it. I would imagine, and correct me if I'm wrong, now I'm able to collect real data on that asset as it moves around. And then I could be able to make tactical decisions on my manufacturing process or where people are at. Does it give me more data to look at to be able to be a better business?
Yes, Scott. Good question. Is that how we would do it? I think we do it. It sounds like it was not predefined, that question. It was not, actually.
But no, it wasn't. Really it was good. Just me.
So it's cool, Scott.
Mr. Simpleton. Actually,
that's also the beauty of the new technology. Without only transferring the magnetic field and therefore putting energy from one side into the battery, we also have a communication connection, basically. And we do communicate all the data from the battery system, from the vehicle, into the stationary side, which is plugged on the ground, and then into a cloud. So meaning if you have a smart management, a fleet management system, you can hook up to the cloud and basically get not only the information you have anyway, but getting detailed information about the battery, the life cycle, what's the status, and things like that. And one more thing I think is very important, because we talked about the system does not belong to one kind of technology in terms of battery. We charge 24-volt, 48-volt batteries, lead acid, lithium, lithium titanium, doesn't matter what kind of battery, and all need have the same charging spot. Meaning even if you have different kind of vehicles running on your fleet or on your warehouse, everybody can use the same. And that's, I think, where the real game changer comes into the game. Just imagine a big guy like Amazon or whatever decides, okay, in the future, I don't care what kind of vehicles are driving. I just want one investment for the charging. And everyone should need a similar charging spot on the other side. But that's, let's say it's visionary. Maybe Amazon is listening. Please call me. We can make a good deal. if not, let's start a little bit slower.
There you go. Well, all right. That's a shameless plug, but it's a good shameless plug. Because the technology is really cool. Okay. So what I see is one, this is an important, if you're in whatever application or you're using these assets, and I think that it's important that you use these, you're going to have to come up with a strategy around that. And I think that this inductive solution is a cool future, you know, thinking into the strategy. It's important. It is a digital transformation journey because you're going to be able to pull all that information. You're going to be able to make better decisions. I get it. Why do you have certain, what are the roadblocks? Why don't people just say, I get it. Let me push back on it.
Yeah, to be honest, as you ask, how long is it on the horizon? It's been there many, many years in a different way. We call it next generation inductive charging. Because everyone who has heard about it or used it or tried it out, they basically had a line charger, which is normally placed into the ground with a lot of infrastructure work. And you have to say those systems were available also since a couple of years. The problem was it's huge investment and you cannot really drill into a leased warehouse where you have to know in 10 years, I have to return it to the owner and I have to fix all the groundwork. No. So that was one of the topics where we had limitations. So we come up, let's do it on a spot charger. Let's do that little 10 by 10 inch thing. If we can even put it just on the ground with some plastic mats, depending on the application. So you can easily move it away from one place to another if the warehouse design changes or layout. And the second thing is, why is the roadblock there? People need to understand it's not the old kind of inductive. The old kind of inductive charging was around 60% efficient. Meaning if you have those phone chargers, which are like this size, they have a similar, maybe 50%, 60% efficiency, which is okay for 5 watt of charging of a phone. Yeah. I don't care if I lose 2 watts. But if you lose 1,500 watts from 3,000 watts, that's a huge issue. So that was one of the biggest roadblocks. And people need to understand there's something new on the market which really works with 93% efficiency. That's fully comparable to any other charging solution available on the market.
See, and I think that... and that's a great point. And because you're in the business and because this innovation just keeps on rolling forward, it only gets better. It only just keeps on getting better and better and better because your focus, your company, and others are focused on delivering value, delivering success, and that requires me to keep on innovating. And so you're already there. Throw away that doggone old tech. Use this new tech.
Yeah, that's the cool thing if you're a startup, cool. Which we've been like 5 years now, and you know, we can really concentrate on the one little thing and focus, yeah. And we're only riding that horse, and we have to ride it until it's dead, or we're going to make a unicorn out of it, you know. But let's see. It looks like other companies are focusing on too many other things. If you have one really cool stuff, which we believe we have, and now, as I said, in Europe, it's quite, we're quite, let's say, established with the category leader. We have most of the systems in Europe running, and we're now entering the US. That's also why we have to talk. We are at Proma DX, so that's going to be amazing. We're really looking forward because that's going to be a big game changer, I think, also in the US.
All right. We're going to have to wrap it up. This is what I've got out of this conversation, listeners. Outside of the fact that Julian and the wonderful team at Wyferon, right there, they're passionate about your success. It is a true innovative solution that's delivering value that you can deploy. Yes, there has to be a business case, but they'll help you through that. And it makes your assets more efficient. And it's I'm telling you right now, Julian, I'm sold. You had me at high.
Okay, Scott, let me ship you one. You can start charging your phone with it, but it's gonna be like very zip charts. You have to be careful. Don't keep it longer than maybe 5 seconds on the plate because it's too much.
No way. It'll roast my thing.
Yeah.
I think all right. So. Hey, are you active out there on LinkedIn?
Of course. You will find me under my name, which is Julian.SEUME. And of course, we and also Wyferion, Wyferion. You will find us on LinkedIn. We're quite active there, hopefully. And as I said, we're going to enter in the US on Proma DX. We are one of the Innovation Award nominees and the finalists of the coolest product in this year. So look out. I would really enjoy time with you explaining the idea and developing projects with you, if you like.
All right, Wyferon. Efficient wireless power. This is an inductive solution. And it's pretty badass. I love it. Love it all. Very cool. Thank you very much, Julian. Now, you're going to say, Scott, I got to get all that. You know it's going to be out there on industrialtalk.com with his particular podcast. All the links and ability. You need to reach out to him and this particular company. Find out more because it is important stuff. Make you a success in the future. All right, Julian, thank you very much.
Thank you, Scott. Stay charged and charge safe. Bye-bye.
All right, listeners, that's a closing salutation. Stay tuned. We're going to be right back.
You're listening to the Industrial Talk Podcast Network.
Now, that was a great conversation. You got to admit that. Industry's so cool. And people within industry, you heroes, you're just cool. Got a high cool factor, no doubt about that. All right. All the contact information of Julian Zoimi and Wyferon, of course, will be attached to his podcast at industrialtalk.com. Don't miss out. I guarantee you they want to talk. And I think that if you can see true bottom line value to your solutions, to their solutions in your business, boom. We got to be about making our business succeed because we're about surviving, rebuilding, of course, prospering in this new world. And remember, right? Be bold, be brave, dare greatly. Let's collaborate with people who are bold, brave, dare greatly. And I guarantee you, you're going to sit there and you're going to change the world because you're going to change the world through innovation. You're going to change the world because you're going to continue to educate. Industrial Talk 2.0 is going to be out there. So there's no excuse, right? All right, we're going to have another great interview right around the corner, as you always know. So be safe out there. And thank you very much for joining the Industrial Talk Podcast.